On today's episode of the Pep Talk Podcast, we're doing something a little bit different, but I think you're still going to like it. But before we get there, I have a question for you. Have you had your dose of pep today? No? Don't worry. I've got you. Now let's get into it. Welcome to the Pep Talk Podcast, the podcast that cheers you on and coaches you up. I'm your host, Coach Jay, a life coach in DFW, and it is my pleasure and my privilege to be here with you every Monday, bringing the pep, you know, getting you hyped up for the week ahead, hopefully dropping some gems that get you thinking and also spur you onward to action. Y'all, I love hearing from you, so please drop me an email at thepeppodcast@gmail.com or find me on Instagram at _JBSpeaks. I love to hear from you. And also, if you've been rocking with us for any amount of time and you are loving the content that we're putting out, I would love for you to drop us a rating and a review, 5-star rating, a stellar review, wherever you listen to podcasts. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button and the notifications button and drop a comment to let us know who you are and where you are listening from. Now, we have been in a series that has been called Choosing Intentional Manhood, and it's been a series that I think has been impactful in challenging us men to dig deeper and to be better. However, this week, we are not continuing that episode. This week is going to be something along the lines of a micro episode or a microsode. And I think I want to start incorporating these in from time to time, just seeing if they stick, just seeing, you know, what the response is, if they are resonating with you, my pep squad out there. And so I want to use these as a little bit shorter of episodes that really allow me to speak on some things that I make social media content about and really expand on them a little bit more. So if you are new to the podcast, our episodes usually go about 35, 40 minutes. But these types are going to be a little bit shorter, and they might allow me to drop more than one episode per week. Who knows? We'll just see how the response is, what the response is, and just how things go. But I want to jump right into it because my wife and my oldest daughter and I were having a conversation the other night about imposter syndrome. And my daughter has this amazing opportunity to go and to train in New York this summer for 3 weeks with a dance company up there that is really prestigious. And she applied for it, not thinking that she would get in. Boom, she got in, right? And so she's in our room and we're talking. And, you know, we're talking about this whole thing of imposter syndrome. She's never been that far away from us, and she's going to be, you know, around dancers who might be professional, might be pre-professional. And we have not been able to provide those types of opportunities for her. Like, she danced at her dance company in high school, and it was a stellar, rigorous dance company. But as far as a lot of other dancers, you know, being able to maybe not go to school and just get professional training and everything, we have not been able to provide those opportunities for her. And so her mom was kind of talking to her about, you know, the imposter syndrome is going to hit you when you get up there, because we are trying to raise the money for her to get there and all this stuff. And we're talking about this whole thing of imposter syndrome. And she's like, you're going to be up there surrounded by dancers who, you know, have had more extensive experience that you have. And she was like, yeah. Like, even in some of the auditions that she's been in for her school's dance program that have not turned out the way that she's wanted, it's been a thing of, am I good enough? Am I really good enough? And so we started having this entire conversation around this whole idea. My wife was talking about, you know, she's graduated. She's a chiropractor. She, you know, she's in a clinic. She's working with patients every day, getting good results. But she talked about how even she deals with, you know, the struggle of imposter syndrome. And I chimed in, you know, as a podcaster, as a life coach, as a teacher. And there's not been a phase in my life where I have not dealt with imposter syndrome, where, you know, it's this whole thing of if I were like this person, or if I were like this person, then my, you know, maybe I'd have this many followers, or I would get this kind of results, or people would like me better, or I'd be more capable. And so we were having this conversation, and it was really, really cool just to have honest moments with our daughter so that she could see that we are not Superman and Superwoman. We struggle with the exact same things that you struggle with at times in your life. We struggle with them. We're not immune to them. And if you're listening to this and you find yourself really in spots where you're like, I really don't deserve to be a leader of this organization, or I don't deserve to be a leader of this ministry, or I don't deserve this. People look at me and, you know, they can see that I'm a fraud. They can see that I don't know what I'm doing. If that's you, then you have tuned in to just the right episode of a podcast. Because listen, it is easy. It is easy for us to believe that we are not worthy of what we're being called to. Now, we are not good enough for what we find ourselves in, that the pathway that we're on is too big for us, that we won't be able to step up to the plate and handle the business. It's also easy for us to think that everybody else looks at us as a fraud. But the reason for that is, it's because we have convinced ourselves that we are fraudulent. We have convinced ourselves that the very areas, the rooms that we're in, we don't deserve to be in. And that if people get to know us, people are going to see that we are ultimately frauds, that we are fool's gold, that we are cubic zirconium, and we will turn your fingers green, and we'll. And it's because we're looking at ourselves through a funhouse mirror. The reality that we think that we're seeing when we look at ourselves as frauds, when we look at ourselves and say that we don't deserve to be in any particular room doing any particular thing, it's because the reality that we think that we're seeing really is nothing more than a perspective that is born out of faulty inputs. And here's what I mean about that. We look at other people and we think we see everything that they're doing, and we think that they're so great at this. They're an amazing speaker. You know, they have this amazing podcast. They're an amazing teacher. They're an amazing dancer, because they've had all of these opportunities that we think that we need to get on their level. And that is not always the case. A lot of times, the one thing that we are lacking in this formula to become this person that we want to become and to do the thing that we want to do is the belief in ourselves. And to change the way that we think about ourselves and the way that we feel about ourselves in here. Sorry, wrong side. If we could shift how we think about ourselves and how we feel about ourselves, and how we speak to ourselves on a daily basis, then I promise you that that imposter syndrome, that desire to continually tear yourself down and knock yourself down various notches, it would slowly begin to disappear. That's why it's important. I always talk about this. You have to treat yourself like your own best friend. You have to talk to yourself like you're your own best friend. And you have to begin to feel about yourself a love and an affection that goes beyond the detrimental aspects. We all know the things that we need to work on. But quit referring to them as weaknesses and begin to reshape them as opportunities for improvement. And then take those opportunities and invest in yourselves. If you can't afford to get a coach, if you can't afford to take a class, that's what YouTube is for. Get that freemium content off of YouTube to sustain you until you're able to get where you want to get. And I promise you, if you begin to think that you are a worthy investment, and that by investing in yourself, whether it's YouTube or paid courses or coaches or therapy or whatever it is, when you begin to think that you are a worthy investment, then guess what? You will begin to give yourself a positive return on investment. But you have to see that you're worth it. And you have to understand that the people that we idolize and look up to, we don't know the cost that they had to pay. We don't know the demons that they've had to slay. But we do know, we do have to understand that at some point they said, I'm worth it, so I'm going for it. I may not be the best, but I'll become the best as I'm pursuing it. But I'm worth it. I'm worth it now. So I'm just going to go for it. And we're going to see what happens. You have to believe that about yourself. And I'm willing to bet for 90% of you out there, that one shift in your thinking and in your speaking and in your feeling about yourself, that one shift is going to make a world of difference. And even with your imposter syndrome, I'm going to challenge you to do it anyway. I'm going to challenge you to take the risk, to take the leap, and to see where it leads you. You don't have to be perfect, but you have to do it. And so I challenge you that if you were dealing perpetually with imposter syndrome, I challenge you to make a shift starting now. Shift what you say about yourself, shift how you think about yourself, and quit obsessing over what everybody sees when they look at you. You make sure that you're square when you look at you in the mirror. And that imposter syndrome, that voice that continues wanting to tear you down, those thoughts that continue wanting to tear you down and deconstruct you, they will become less and less and less. That is my message for you for this week, because I deal with it. Many of you out there deal with it. We're not immune, but we have to be proactive in counteracting the damage that imposter syndrome tries to inflict into our lives. All right? So that is today's microsode. You're not an imposter. You are not an imposter. The rooms you find yourself in, you're supposed to be there. So start believing it and then start acting like it and start speaking like it and start behaving like it. Because you deserve to be there. If you didn't, then you wouldn't be there. Okay? All right. You're ready. You're ready. You are ready. And that's this week's episode of the Pep Talk Podcast. Next week, we're going to be continuing our series on choosing intentional manhood. But in the meantime, in the between time, I want you to let me know, reach out. Let me know what you thought about today's coaching session, today's microsode. Let me know how you get over imposter syndrome and offer your own tips. Offer your tips on how people can get over imposter syndrome and begin to live a life of true freedom, truly living the way that we're all meant to live. And that is in freedom, and that is with passion, and that is with purpose, not just for ourselves, but for our community and those around us. Y'all, this has been fun. This is episode 29 of the Pep Talk Podcast. I'm Coach Jay, and y'all know how we end it. Keep it love, keep it light, and keep it peppy. Ha! We'll see you next week on the Pep Talk Podcast. Until then, share it with your friends, share it with your family, and we will see you next week. Y'all be blessed.